This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Key.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, a disappointing end for Canada's World Junior bid on home ice. We'll hear from head coach Tim Hunter after a loss to Finland in the quarterfinal. The 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game is less than 3 weeks away from Red Deer. We'll hear from two WHL players who will take part in the annual showcase, Nolan Foote of the Kelowna Rockets and Sashi Mutala of the Tri-City Americans. Finally, Hockey Gives Blood is a new promotion going across Western Canada and beyond. We'll hear from organizer Stu Middleton as the WHL steps up to support. First up, Canada will go without a medal at this year's World Junior Hockey Championship in Vancouver and Victoria, leading Finland 1-0 in the final minute of the quarterfinal game.
Tolvanen plays off the side of the goalie. Matt Rand score! Tolvanen puts it home with 46 seconds to go. The game is tied.
Canada had a penalty shot in overtime and later had a great chance to win it off the stick of Portland Winterhawks forward Cody Glass.
Drop pass for Glass. Cody Glass takes it across Dobson. His stick blew up on him. Oh, he's got no stick. And back comes Talvinia the other way. Glass reaches back on defense. Talvinia works in. Drop. Shoot. Score. Tony Utunen, overtime winner.
Finland advancing with a come-from-behind 2-1 win. Team Canada head coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Tim Hunter, says it was a series of unfortunate events.
You know, you don't plan for things like this. Two kind of fluky goals that win a hockey game. Down, break a stick, looking at an empty net, and then comes down the other way and goes off one of our sticks to win the game. And the penalty shot is an opportunity to win. But there's good goaltending in the game today, and it's hard to just go down the ice and score.
As for the tournament?
Well, we're proud of how far they come and how much they came together and how hard they competed. And that's anybody watching the game tonight would have thought it was one hell of a hockey game, one way or the other. And that's what it comes down to in a single elimination. It's a game of inches.
Now, Hunter admits it's a tough pill to swallow on home soil.
You know, it's really hard to get a group of guys to play one direction who aren't normally used to playing in that direction. And they also became very close group of guys, being around them off the ice. They became a family. We all became a family, and that's what it takes to win. And guys are disappointed. I'm disappointed because we all care. And, I know it's here in Canada and it's here in Vancouver, but, it's not easy winning this tournament.
Hunter, along with assistant coach Brent Kissio and six players from the WHL, represented Canada at the event. Heading into the weekend, teams in the semifinal included Finland, Switzerland, the U.S., and Russia.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Western Hockey League has announced its Players of the Month for December. San Jose Sharks prospect Joachim Blickfeld of the Portland Winterhawks has been named the WHL's McSweeney's Player of the Month for December, recording 26 points, 13 goals, 13 helpers, as well as a +7 rating in 11 games of the month, vaulting the Danish product into the WHL scoring lead as the Winterhawks went 7-1-3 in the final month of 2018, keeping them in second spot in the U.S. division. Blickfeld had six multi-point efforts, including the third five-point game of his WHL career. He also had a pair of four-point games and a three-point game as well. Meanwhile, 2019 NHL draft prospect Braden Tracy of the Moose Jaw Warriors has been named the WHL Rookie of the Month. Tracy recorded 14 points and a +4 rating in 11 games of the month, helping the Warriors to go 6-3-2. The product of Calgary, Tracy recorded four multi-point games, including one three-point game, which was New Year's Eve, a natural hat trick, the first of his WHL career against the Brandon Wheat Kings. And 2019 NHL draft prospect Dustin Wolf of the Everett Silvertips has been named the WHL Vaughan Goaltender of the Month for December. Wolf went 6-0-0-1 with a 1.27 goals against average and a .955 save percentage, recording one shutout as the Silvertips went 8-0-1 in the month, keeping them on top of the U.S. division and the WHL's Western Conference.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chanel Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The 2019 Sherwin-Williams CHL NHL Top Prospects game is all set for Red Deer January 23rd. Kelowna Rockets forward Nolan Foote and Tri-City Americans forward Sasha Mutala, two of 16 WHL players who will attend. More with Mutala in moments. Regan Bartel in Kelowna has more with Nolan Foote.
Nolan, you've got a chance to play the Top Prospects game coming up in Red Deer. How excited are you to be named to that roster?
I'm very excited. It's going to be a very fun experience, and there's going to be a lot of great players. You know, a lot of scouts watching, a lot of teams. So, just got to bring my A game, play my best.
You've got two teammates joining you there, Lassie Thompson and Caden Korzak. Will that make it a little more fun? Maybe a little more comfortable?
Yeah, I would think I'll be on a team with either one of them, so it'll be fun. And I know a couple guys there, so I'll just get to meet new guys. It'll be good.
Have you compared yourself to draft-eligible players this year? Do you try to compare yourself to them, look at your statistics and look at theirs, and kind of use that as a measuring stick?
I don't really like to look at anyone else's stats. You see it, but I just kind of focus on my game. But, I mean, if I see someone and he's doing really well or whatever, it just kind of motivates me to push harder and play my game.
Have you kind of wrapped it up like the team has? I guess if the team's winning, Nolan Foote is winning.
I mean, whatever I can do for the team, I'm happy. And whether it's points, playing my best game, I'm happy. And I want to get the team winning. Keep winning.
When you take a look to the hockey club and where you guys sit right now, you're in second place in the BC division. And, you know, you're kind of teetering on the 500 mark. That's a whole lot better position than what it was earlier this year. The vibe in the dressing room, how much better is it today than it was, let's say, a month ago?
Yeah, it's feeling a lot better. And a month ago, obviously, not everyone was used to our systems. But now, with everything in play, we're used to our systems. And we know how to go into a game each night. And we're ready to execute our system. So we're feeling good.
Okay, buddy, on that note, we'll let you go. And more success.
Thank you very much.
Tri-City Americans forward Sasha Mutala is getting set to represent not only the Tri-City Americans, but the WHL coming up in the Sherwin-Williams CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Red Deer January 23rd. And Sasha, we'll start there. When you heard that you were going to this event, that you get a chance to play in this Top Prospects game, what were your thoughts?
I think first there's just a whole lot of excitement, really. I put a lot of hard work into this season and into my hockey career so far, and to be recognized at, you know, any point of it, it's a pretty big honor anywhere, and I was really looking forward to it, and I can't wait for it.
How's your season going here so far, do you think, with the Americans?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good. I think we've been playing good hockey as of late, and I think we've had our highs and had our lows like every single team, but I think that I think we're really coming up strong right now, and we're looking to keep it going through the new year.
I'll ask you about that. You had a great game New Year's Eve at home against the Spokane Chiefs, a 6-1 victory in front of, what, over 6,000 people there at the Toyota Center. So take me back to that night.
Oh, yeah. I think all the woods were just clicking. A lot of good offensive zone time, a lot of good, you know, really strong PK. We had two shorties that night. And I just think that we played for the fans. We played for the logo on the front. And I think, in general, I think everyone just bought in and we played really good hockey.
Sasha Mutala is our guest. Sasha, it's a great year for the Western Hockey League as far as draft-eligible prospects here. You know, you play against guys every night, guys like, you know, Bowen Byram, and, you know, you'll see Kirby Dock this year as well, and, you know, Peyton Krebs in Kootenay. So when you're playing against these guys, do you try to measure up a little bit to see where you're at? I know you played with a lot of them this summer at the Ivan Hlinka-Gretzky Cup in Edmonton.
Yeah, a lot of them are good, pretty good buddies, actually, and, you know, it's always good to, you know, when we play against them, I can always measure myself against them a little bit, but I'm not that focused on that either. I'm just trying to play my game and help my team win every single night.
Ivan Hlinka-Gretzky Cup was in Edmonton. You played a starring role in the gold medal game, a couple of goals against Sweden. How much do you think that helped you get even further on the radar, Sasha?
I think it definitely helps, but I also think that, you know, it's a long time between, like, the Ivan Hlinka and the World Juniors for, you know, for most kids, so I think there's also a lot of work to be done in between, and a lot of people that are watching you every single night, so I think it's a process, really.
It is your draft year, and that can be some focus, but, you know, your focus has to be on your team as well here, so how is that a juggling or a balancing act for you? What's it been like?
I think for me, it hasn't been that big of a deal for me. I think I'm just trying to focus on, you know, every single day, just getting better, just putting in the work. And, you know, I feel like with the chips will fall in June is a product of what I do now. So I'm not too worried about that date at all right now. But I'm just trying to focus on the team and, you know, focus on becoming a better player.
Something that perhaps you've allowed your mind to wander to. You're a Vancouver guy. The draft is in Vancouver. I'm sure you've drawn that connection already.
Oh, yeah, of course I have. It's going to be pretty special, I think.
Sasha, when you get to that game coming up, you separated into two teams. You may play some WHL guys. You'll play across with players from the entire CHL. What kind of game do you think you want to have there? What kind of a focus will you have going into that game?
I think you always just want to play your best game in those type of games where you, you know, it's going to be kind of tough not knowing all the players, you know, what their game style is and, you know, how they play. But I think you want to have a good individual game, and I think try to make your line mates better every single shift.
All right, it's coming up January 23rd in Red Deer. It's the Sherwin-Williams CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Sasha Mutala, the Tri-City Americans, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you so much, John.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Hockey Gives Blood is a promotion that spawned from the Humble Broncos bus tragedy from April. Stu Middleton is based out of Kamloops, and he's been going across the WHL, getting teams on board, sharing the importance of blood donation.
We've had a great response from WHL teams right across, you know, the four provinces here. You know, there's been a few a couple in BC with the Kelowna Rockets as well, the Prince George Cougars. Pretty much all the teams in Alberta, a bunch in Saskatchewan, and we're working on Brandon, Manitoba right now. So you know, our ask is to ask each team to do a little. Collectively, if we can get them to do a little, it adds up to a lot. And if we, you know, just by sticking with that, it's, you know, it's not a burden to these teams. I think these teams like to expose their players to this. It's something different that, you know, they've never done before. It just seems like it's been a good fit for, say, ask a little, and collectively it adds up to a lot.
For those listening to this right now, and maybe they want to learn more, you mentioned social media channels. Take me through how people learn more information about this, Stu. Maybe get a hold of you. Maybe they want to cross-promote something with you and try to grow this a bit further.
Well, the best way is to go to our website. First off, all our contact information's there. You can tour around on that and see what we've been up to. Another big way of helping is to go to our social media, go to our Twitter, go to our Instagram, follow us, share some of our stuff. You know, we can't do this ourselves, but having the general public or people retweet stuff, share it, that's just, you know, it goes right across the country and it moves so quickly. So that's the positive thing of social media is for something like this. So if you're on social media, I encourage you to go to Hockey Gives Blood. You can find us there and help us along.
And that's the show. I want to say a special thanks to Regan in Kelowna for his help this week. Next week, Trade Deadline Edition, a look at the significant moves as teams load up for the postseason. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.